Exclusive coverage of the Heats. Only on Raw 1251 AM.
Hello and welcome to Raw 1251 AM's coverage of the Battle of the Bands preliminary rounds. This is the first qualifying rounds. I'm Tim and I'm joined by Nick and Linus, and we are live from the Copper Rooms. We're just backstage at the moment, guys, already downstairs. Linus, you've got a lot of sort of experience with band socks, so who should we be looking out for in this first round of heats?
So we've had a couple of acts on already. So we've had Abandoned Life and Feral Sect. Feral Sect, a well-known band here at Warwick, sort of kind of post-hardcore band, just put on a really good set, a really great stage present. One for you right at the bottom here, on last band on, Sombrero Galaxy. I've heard these guys play before. They've got a really good shout, a kind of heavy Paramore kind of vibe. I think it's going to be close. It's going to be we're expecting some great music tonight.
And Nick, what are you looking out for here? Do you think it's really important to work the crowds at this stage, or is it mainly that free judging panel that you're looking to impress, do you think?
A bit of both, I suppose. I mean, we saw at the end there the lead singer of Feral Sect jumping into the crowd and having a mosh with about three people. So I suppose it's that interaction with the crowd, that bit of energy. I suppose that probably works well with the judges as well.
Okay, so we're going to go and hopefully try and get some exclusive interviews with various members of the band on your student radio station. Stay listening in.
Here you are, Abandoned Life. Give it up, ladies and gents. Woo!
Battle of the Bands on Raw.
Please give it up for Feral Sect. For you guys, it's off our new EP. It's called Beast in the Night. Hands in the air. We'll be right back.
This is the Battle of the Bands.
All right, so I'm hanging out backstage now with Feral Sect. We're trying to, for the third time round, just get this interview going. And they've just come off stage, just played an amazing set, a really big, fat sound. I'm joined by Sean, guitarist, Connor, guitarist, and Will, lead vocalist. Will, just tell us quickly, how do you feel the set went?
I really enjoyed it. I was trying to get my energy across. I like to think of myself as a channeler, like at the front of the band, with the music and the energy passing through me, and you know, that's, I just like everyone to have a good time, you know, that's what it's about at the end of the day. I can say stuff like stupid stuff like that. But,
you know. I've never heard anyone describe themselves as a channel before, so.
I've been playing too many video games.
So that wasn't your first time playing Battle of Bands. Connor, just tell us about your previous experiences.
No, this is actually the third time we've played Battle of the Bands. We've played for the last 2 years. We've unfortunately been knocked out in the heat stages last 2 years running, so hopefully we're here to change that today.
Yeah. Good stuff, and we've just heard Martin playing upstairs. He's got an amazing set of lungs on him. Any other bands in particular that you're looking out for who maybe give you a little bit of competition?
Yeah, I'd personally say Sombrero Galaxy. I heard them at the winter gig without their vocalist, and then today I heard them at soundcheck with their vocalist, and it was sounding really good. So they're ones to watch out for sure, yeah.
And just quickly, just moving away from Battle of Band endeavours, tell us a little bit about your EP, which you've released today, is that right?
Yes, yeah. Literally a few, like 2 hours before our performance, we released an EP, which is cool stuff. You probably want to talk to Connor, because Connor did everything.
Connor's been mixing, mastering, recording, engineer. Yeah. Connor, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I've been working hard since December. We sort of recorded drums in the studio and 14 records in Leamington and sort of early December, and then we came back to mine and Will's house and recorded the rest in our bedroom. So that was pretty fun. And I've been doing all the mixing and
bedrooms.
That's all right if you don't.
Roomies. I've been mixing and mastering over the last couple of months, and finally got the final mixes together yesterday, and we just couldn't wait to release it. So literally uploaded it straight away and got it out there today.
Guys, thanks for hanging out with us, and you're listening to Raw 1251 AM. We're going to go and listen to the rest of the heats. Best of luck, guys, and hopefully we'll see Feral Sect in the final.
I've got a few soloists for you tonight, the first of which is Martin.
Thank you.
Exclusive coverage of the Heats. Only on Raw 12:51 AM.
Some say that he personally writes all of Nigel Thrift's paychecks.
That is not true.
Some say that he is the root of all the terrible puns on the side of the Roots grocery store.
Yeah, that is not true either.
He's not the Stig, but he is the Stig's university student cousin. Give it up for David.
Oh, that's my... It's my job to spread urban legends about myself.
Armageddon's Road, the only road society now knows. All know where it goes at the same time. We can't know, we can't fight alone. Walk this desolate street on the boulevard of crushed zombies. Society won't see, it's the only road we know. We can't fight alone. Can't fight alone, can't fight alone. Can't fight alone, can't fight. Have you ever seen so many zombies run down with a Humvee? Did our gun not go on one too many a shooting spree? We hope Russia won't fire another missile at me. Till then, fighting on.
So I'm joined with Hannah Cooperwaite now from Instinct by Default, who are actually a band, Hannah, I saw last year. Obviously, you got to the finals last year. That must be a really exciting experience. So obviously, great to see you here again. What can the bands expect getting through to the finals now? What kind of experience was it for you with Instinct by Default getting really far in Battle of the Bands?
It's pretty incredible, yeah. I mean, it's not something, well, I mean, not something I expected to do, but it's a great feeling of being up on that stage and thinking, yeah, like these songs we've been spending hours practicing, like we're finally getting to perform them. It feels really good.
Yeah, and what's going through your mind when you're actually up there? Are you kind of playing for the judges or more for the crowd? Because I'm guessing it's people you like, know and really want to get on well with. If it's white people in the crowd, so it's friends and family.
I think it's like you just get up there and you're in the moment and you can't even think about like you're getting judged on this, yeah, and all that sort of stuff. You are just there enjoying it and you've got the crowd and they're always supportive. It's all for them.
And is there like a specific genre you think is going to do really well this year? I know there were loads of screamo acts last year. It was kind of weird to see in the, like, I think there was one guy from Liverpool doing some unique brand of Scouse screamo, so maybe some unique acts coming through.
I think there's a lot of new bands I haven't heard of yet coming through, so it should be really exciting, quite diverse. Yeah.
Definitely. And the guys who won last year, I don't know if you know them, I think it was Asian Death Crustacean. I mean, personally, I thought you should have won, obviously.
Oh, no,
genuinely, I think you were good. But what do you think it was about them? What makes a really good Battle of the Bands winner, do you think?
It's just, I mean, it's the talent, but it's just something, having something different, I think. Having something that's just so... just not just constructed so well, but just so new. Yeah.
And are there any particular bands you're backing this year? People you think are going to do well?
Well, Feral Sex just performed.
Yeah.
And they were really good. I really hope they do very well this year. But yeah.
Brilliant. And just a final question, kind of casually. I was trying to ask some like more laid back questions, just a general thing. How would you cope with criticism from someone like Noel Gallagher? Because we saw it like with Ed Sheeran. What would you do if Noel Gallagher came out and said, "Oh, I can't live in a world where Instinct by Default are famous"? If you were.
Well, I'm pretty complimented by the fact that he knows who we are.
There you go,
I mean, that's
then.
Pretty cool anyway, but I mean, you can't please everyone. If you can please some people, it's all right. But
brilliant. And just finally, how can we follow your band now? I'm guessing you're still going with some projects. You want to rename your band, I think? And
yeah, we're
keep
working
going?
On renaming, but we've still got Facebook and YouTube. So we're still working on them.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks for joining me, Hannah.
This is the Battle of the Bands. On Raw.
This is Sombrero Galaxy, and I hope you enjoy because they're fantastic.
Exclusive coverage of the Heats. Only on Raw 1251 AM.
In second place this evening, a band who I think we were all really, really impressed by. And I have to say, it came down to a judge's vote on second and third place. So it was very, very close between them. But much deserved for me. In second place tonight, Abandoned Life.
Well done, you guys. And in first place, I think it was pretty much unanimous. A very, very clean set put forward by Feral Sect.
All right, so I'm joined now by Will, lead singer of Feral Sect, who is looking a little bit shocked. Will, just give us your reactions to winning the first heat.
I'm literally lost for words. Like, this means so much to me. Like, we put so much time in. Like, I'm pretty sure my degree is one grade down than what it should be because of the amount of time that I put into this. I'm super happy. I've been stressing literally since the new year. Like, I've been solidly nervous about this, and I'm just so happy that the hard work's paid off. Like, I feel warm all over my body.
I think that pretty much sums it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Just give us a couple of words on some of the other bands tonight, man. You've been up against some pretty stiff competition.
No, I mean, that kind of makes it even better. Like, there was some incredible bands tonight. Abandoned Life got the semi spot. They were tight as. Rightly, like, they were so good. And, you know, Sombrero Galaxy, like, they're so... Like, I don't want to say pleasant, but they're beach jamming, you know? They're nice. You want to listen to them. You want to walk down the beach, and it's great, you know? The standard was very high tonight, you know? It just makes it even kind of harder for me to process that we've won this heat.
A little bit lost for words. Yeah. We'll let you go, Will. Enjoy the moment, thanks for chatting to Raw 1251.
My throat hurts more than my set, like, from shouting at how well we've done. Like,
there we go. That sums it up.
That was Max.
Okay, so the results of the first heat of the Battle of the Bands have just been announced. In second place, it was Abandoned Life, and in first place, I think pretty expected, Feral Sect. What do we think, guys?
I think. I put Feral Sect down as favourites for the night, so feeling pretty pleased with that pledge. But do you know what? There's been a lot of talent on show tonight. Seen some quality bands, a really massive variety of music. Great evening, great stuff to come as well with the next three heats.
Yeah, I think the overall standard was really high. There's a couple of acoustic artists that were really unlucky to miss out, but no, I think the band that won the actual amazing thing at the end of their set, seeing the lead singer jump into the crowd, it's clear that they were crowd favourites, and the reaction when they won, hopefully you'll be able to hear that on recording, was absolutely immense. So big things to come then, I think. Look out for them in the final.
Yeah, do we fancy them as favourites?
It's difficult to say. I think
after one heat,
Do you know what, the standard has been so high.
You're going to be in the next round, Linus, so feeling okay now?
I think the standard, they've set the bar very, very high. Interesting, the judges said that was a unanimous vote.
Yeah.
So
I kind of got the impression that was probably a foregone conclusion. Maybe I'm just being a bit controversial saying that. What do you think?
Interestingly enough, they were two fairly heavy bands going through.
Yeah,
it was very heavy last year. A lot of screamo.
Yeah, I was just saying to Tim, I wonder how sort of sympathetic the judges are towards sort of acoustic artists. Like, I don't really get that impression that they are too kind towards them. They tend to prefer the heavier rock bands. Would you agree?
I don't know. It's difficult to say. You know, you've got to be very, very talented to be in a heavy rock band. And Feral Sect put on a great show, to be fair to them. But there's a lot of acoustic artists around these days, and you've got to stand out.
Yeah.
But in saying that, you know, we've seen a lot of great talent tonight. Really good to see, and hopefully good things to come.
I mean, I think you've got to understand the nature of the event. It's very much a crowd-based thing. So I think if you're going in as an acoustic artist, you've got to offer something extra, like an extra level of engagement with the audience. And that's what the really heavy bands seem to get perfectly spot on for Battle of the Bands. And it's a summer party slot that's up for grabs, so I think that's the reason that we see the heavy bands going through a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Feral Sect are due to release an EP soon as well, so I think that sort of achievement may have worked in their favour today, sort of putting them at that sort of status above all the other bands and artists here today, so that obviously helps. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what sort of talent is in the next few heats. Obviously, Linus, you got yours coming up. How are you feeling about that?
For me, yeah, I mean, these guys have set the bar really high. So I'm starting with third section in the third heat and as a solo artist in heat four. But, you know, we're not treating it too seriously. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's been a great evening tonight, so hope for the best.
And Tim, you told me earlier that you were a devil on the keys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are we going to make a band, Nick?
You're not going to make a surprise appearance, are you?
No. Well, unless I kind of invade the stage as a presenter, I'd probably get, like, tackled off by a bouncer. I've got immense respect for anyone who goes up there and performs. I haven't done it myself. I've done a bit of acting. I've done a bit of pantomime, but no musical performances, sadly. Maybe in the future, I think.
It's worth pointing out, Tim has come more dressed up as a rock star than anyone else with the leather jacket and the spray-on skinny jeans and Converse. At least he's come dressed the part.
I think this is more of a quite an even heavier vibe, kind of like if you've been to Crash at the SU.
Yeah,
I saw someone
absolutely
in a full-length trench coat, so I'm probably just kind of indie hipster scene kid they're going to disapprove of.
I was going to say, I saw you getting some dirty looks there.
Really?
On the set. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
anyway, that was the first Battle of the Bands heat.
Yep.
Join us again tomorrow. Next Tuesday. For the second Battle of the Bands heat. So see you then.
This is the Battle of the Bands on Raw.